Good morning, everyone. Welcome to worship here at Glenshaw Valley. It is officially November 1st this morning, so welcome, everyone. I have a lot of announcements to share with you this morning, so bear with me as I go through them. The first is to remind you that on Wednesday night, we are having our monthly session meeting. Cliff, I'm sure, will be sending out the Zoom link in a day or two, so it'll be at 7 o'clock via Zoom. Sunday is our Stewardship Sunday, so if you have not already, please return your little pledge card. You can put them in the offering plate. That really helps us as we are putting together a budget for next year. To celebrate Stewardship Sunday, after worship on Sunday, we will be having a luncheon in Fellowship Hall immediately following worship that the session council is putting together. So please plan to attend if you are able. That Saturday, so November 14th, we are going to be hosting the Glenshaw Alliance Club. I think I said that right. What? I'm sorry. Glenshaw Century Club. They are going to be having a craft show in our fellowship hall and tours of the church from 10 to 3. So if you are looking for something to do that day, that would be a good thing to check out. On the back table, we have sign-up sheets for our Thanksgiving dinner. We have to start thinking and planning for that now. There are sign-up sheets if you are attending, and there are sign-up sheets to bring food, and there are sign-up sheets to help. So please see one of those sheets. Final announcement. So we are going to be doing our Thanksgiving Eve service this year virtually. And I know that everybody's favorite part of the Thanksgiving Eve service is to share what they're thankful for. So on the back table, I have little flyers that give you instructions for how you can share with Pastor Carissa or myself what you're thankful for this year. So you can text us pictures. You can send us a video of yourself, maybe no more than 30 seconds of what you're thankful for. Now, I know that not everybody has the technological capacity to do that. So I am going to plan to stay after church next Sunday and the following Sunday. If you want to bring a picture that I can take on my phone and I'll get it to the place that we're keeping them. Or if you would prefer me to record you giving one or two things you're thankful for, I will do that on my phone. The goal of this is to compile all of those things for a short video that we're going to play during the worship service for our Christmas Eve service. Yes, did I say Christmas? I meant Thanksgiving. For our Thanksgiving Eve service. Pick up a flyer on your way out and then bring next week or the following week one or two things that you're thankful for. I believe those are all of the announcements. BJ. Women's Association meeting next Sunday at 10 o'clock in the library. Oh, thank you. Sorry. Next week, there is going to be a sign-up sheet on the back table if you would like to volunteer to light the Advent candles. That is coming up. We are going to need four groups of volunteers, five, because I forgot about Christmas Eve. Guys, it's a lot. So please look for that sign-up sheet next week, and I'll be reminding you. All right, any other announcements I forgot? All right, friends, let us turn our attention to God with our call to worship. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Friends, at this time, I invite you to rise and join with me for the classic All Saints Day hymn, For All the Saints. Thank you.
Please join me in the prayer of confession. Almighty God, you love us, but we have not loved you. You call, but we have not listened. We walk away from neighbors in need, wrapped in our own concerns. We condone evil, prejudice, warfare, and greed. God of grace, help us to admit our sin, so that as you come to us in mercy, we may repent, turn to you, and receive forgiveness through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer.
Friends, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Amen. Profess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Friends, let us greet one another from our seats.
Thank you. morning.
Good morning.
We have some praise requests this morning. That's always a nice way to start the week. Kathy Segi is asking for praise for her sister's mother-in-law, Jan, who had successful heart surgery this week. And Kathy is also asking for praise for her nephew, Brandon, who has found God and was just baptized today. And prayers that he can fight through the feeling of being judged for accepting Christianity.
Friends, let us pray. Loving God, through your Son, you have called us to repent of our sin, to believe the good news, and to celebrate the coming of your kingdom. Like Christ's apostles, may we hear his call to discipleship, and forsaking old ways, proclaim the gospel of new life to a broken world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, let us pray for our concerns. Lord, we pray for our world. We pray that your kingdom would come and your will be done. Lord, we continue to pray for coronavirus treatment and vaccine. Lord, it seems that we are entering into a fall surge in this virus. We pray that you would give us the strength and resolve we need to continue to keep ourselves and our communities safe. Lord, we lift up to you our presidential election that is taking place on Tuesday. Lord, we pray that you would especially be with all of our poll workers and volunteers as they navigate an unprecedented election. Finally, Lord, we lift up to you all of the families in our communities that are dealing with various school transitions. One week they're in school, the next week they're home, the next week they're back. It's very stressful on our families and on our young people. Lord, we pray that in the midst of all of this change, you would help our families establish new routines and new ways of being. Lord, we also present our joys to you this morning. We thank you that Jan had a successful heart surgery, and we thank you for Brandon's baptism this day. Lord, we continue to give you thanks and praise that as we enter this new season, we have things to look forward to. We thank you for the different events we're having this week, and we cannot thank you enough for the various volunteers that make these events possible. In silence now, we lift our personal prayers to the Father. Holy God, we pray for peace in our land. May our sanctuary be a shelter for those who need love and acceptance. The refugee and the stranger among us will be called a beloved neighbor and honored guest, for we are all one family. Unite us in love, love of God and love of neighbor, so that no one is in need or overindulged, but that all live together in sufficiency and safety. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, let us continue to worship God by presenting our offering. give thanks to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you continue to bless us abundantly. We pray that we would use these gifts for the glory of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated.
Today's scripture comes from Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our Lord who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are them? Who are they, and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today is All Saints Day. I'm really happy that All Saints Day falls on a Sunday this year. Usually it falls on a random weekday in the week between Halloween and Stewardship Sunday. I'm excited that it fell on a Sunday because that means we get to celebrate it together in worship. Now, I imagine that some of you are a little bit confused by my excitement. Do Presbyterians even celebrate All Saints Day? I thought that was just for Catholics. Don't worry. Presbyterians indeed celebrate All Saints Day. But our understanding of what it means to be a saint is a little bit different than our Catholic brothers and sisters. We Presbyterians often turn to this passage in Revelation to help us understand what a saint is and what a saint is called to do. So according to John, a saint is they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. What John is saying here is that a saint is anyone who has been baptized into the death and resurrection. Sorry, that's my phone. My sister had her first CrossFit class this morning, and I think she's calling to tell me about it. My apologies. Let me back up. John shows us that a saint is anyone who has been baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus. In baptism, we die to that which separates us from God and take on a new identity, an identity as followers of Jesus, children of God. That's how we interpret John's vision. According to this definition, I imagine that most of us in this room are saints, because most of us in this room were baptized. So on All Saints Day, we celebrate two things. On the one hand, we celebrate all the saints who are living among us. all the men and women who have responded to the call of their baptism by working with God to usher in God's kingdom here on earth. On this day, we also remember the saints who have died in the previous year, those who have fulfilled the call of their baptisms and are now dwelling with God in heaven for eternity. So today, I want to talk about both kinds of saints, saints who are living and saints who have gone home. I think it's fair to say that 2020 feels like it has increased the number of saints among us. As I write this, we are in the midst of a global pandemic where 9 million Americans have tested positive for COVID-19, and sadly, around 230,000 Americans have died from it. But rather than looking at the numbers, I'm wondering, what can their stories tell us about a new creation unfolding all around us? I think it's fair to say that at this point in the pandemic, all of us know someone who has tested positive for the virus. Some of us know someone who has been hospitalized with it. And a few of us have lost loved ones to it. But all of our efforts to contain the virus have changed our lives in really profound ways. I want to share just one story of how I've seen COVID usher in a new creation. So during Holy Week this year, way back in April, I got a text message that one of the elders at Emsworth Presbyterian Church, this is a church that I collaborate with a lot for our community services, one of their elders had tested positive for COVID. Now, way back in April, we really didn't know anything about this virus. Was it just a bad flu? Was it just affecting the elderly or those with serious medical conditions? Now this elder, his name is Mark, he's probably, I don't know, in his late 60s. He's a pretty healthy guy. He takes walks most days. So when I initially heard he was diagnosed, I wasn't too worried. But over the course of Holy Week, his symptoms rapidly became unmanageable. Mark went into the hospital on Good Friday. Soon he wasn't able to breathe on his own. On Holy Saturday, his wife made the decision to put him on a ventilator, where he stayed for 12 days. During this time, his wife wasn't able to visit with him. His pastor couldn't go and pray with him. He spent Easter alone, in the ICU, on a ventilator. For 12 days, he floated in that liminal space between life and death. But then, weirdly, he started to get better. His stats improved to the point where his doctors were able to wean him off the ventilator. He entered an experimental trial for the drug remdesivir, which is a steroid that helped his immune system quit overly attacking his body. A couple weeks later, he was transferred to a nursing home where, in his words, he had to learn how to breathe again. A month after he entered the nursing home, he was able to come home. It's been 6 months since he's returned home, and when I talked to him on Tuesday, he said he feels about 85 to 90% recovered. Now, if you know Mark, you know that he's always been a pillar of his community and congregation. I'm sure he's been serving on the session of Emsworth Presbyterian Church longer than I've been alive. But it's been really cool for me to see how surviving COVID-19 has given him this new appreciation for life. He just doesn't take life for granted anymore. If it's possible, he's even more active in his church. He's even learned how to lead a virtual Sunday school class, whereas before the pandemic, I don't even know if he had internet in his house, let alone learning how to operate Zoom to lead a class. I get to see him once a week on Tuesdays when we have lunch with the pastor, and lately he has been asking just the most thoughtful, deep theological questions. He always makes sure to ask me how River, my cat, is doing because he thinks she's just the cutest. She's not, but we'll leave that for another story. Now, I think Mark would be incredibly embarrassed to hear me call him a saint on this All Saints Day. But I think he is a great example of someone coming out of this pandemic, responding to the call of his baptism in new and interesting ways. Because the point of celebrating saints is not to put them on a pedestal as holy people set apart in glory, but to see their stories as an example of how God uses the ordinary, holy lives of the believers for his glory in this and every age. My hope is that we will go from this place today reflecting on how we are called to participate in the unfolding of God's kingdom all around us. To do that, I think it's helpful to return to our scripture reading for this morning. Ask anyone who has been through a great tribulation, and they will tell you. Responding to the call of your baptism is not an easy task. But the good news is that we don't do it alone. God goes out ahead of us, and God promises to be with us. John says, "Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes." I find it incredibly comforting to see that even as creation changes all around us, God promises to be with us always. While we may not exactly know what the rest of this year into next year is going to look like, we know that God will protect us, God will provide for us, and God will comfort us during hard times. I think this is what separates a saint from a regular believer. Saints believe that God is with them always, even when they can't see God, even if they're not sure what God is up to. Whereas I think ordinary believers get stuck in asking, "Where is God?" when they can't see God or aren't sure what God is up to. Friends, one place where we can all feel God's presence clearly is when we gather with the saints of every age at the communion table. At this table, we remember Jesus' last meal with his disciples. We remember God's promises to be with us always. In this act of breaking bread and sharing a common cup, we receive healing from the past, peace for this day, and a promise of community for the days ahead. These gifts of the Spirit then empower the saints to go into their communities and do the hard things that usher in God's kingdom here on earth. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, we are going to remain seated for our communion hymn. We are going to sing together, "Bread of Life from Heaven." friends, you will need your communion liturgy, which should be in your pews. Friends, this is the joyful feast of the people of God. They will come from east and west and north and south and sit at table in the kingdom of God. According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. This is the Lord's table. Our Savior invites those who trust him to share the feast which he has prepared.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, O Lord our God, creator and ruler of the universe. In your wisdom, you made all things and sustained them by your power. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all the faithful of every time and place, who forever say to the glory of your name,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Remembering your gracious acts in Jesus Christ, we take from your creation this bread and this wine and joyfully celebrate his dying and rising as we await the day of his coming. With thanksgiving, we offer our very selves to you to be a living and holy sacrifice dedicated to your service. Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share this feast, united in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world.
The Lord Jesus, on the night of his arrest, took bread, and after giving thanks to God, he broke it, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant, sealed in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the saving death of our risen Lord until he comes. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you that you have fed us in this sacrament, united us with Christ, and given us a foretaste of the heavenly banquet in your eternal kingdom. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Please rise and join with me for our closing hymn, I Sing a Song of the Saints of God. Offer a word of blessing as we prepare to go from this place. Remember, you go nowhere by accident. Wherever you go, God is sending you. Wherever you are, God has a plan and God has a purpose to you being there. Christ who dwells in you has something he wants to do through you, wherever you are. Believe this and go in his grace and love and power. Amen. Amen.